Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a speech Monday in the Knesset that there has been some progress in the ongoing negotiations to secure the release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Hamas militants killed 1,200 people in their October 2023 attack on southern Israel and took about 250 others hostage. There are still around 100 hostages still being held in Gaza, though at least one-third are believed to be dead. The prime minister told members of the Israeli parliament that his government, quote, will not stop acting until we bring them all home. Israel's counteroffensive in Gaza has killed more than 45,200 people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The ministry does not differentiate between civilians and fighters in its count. The U.S. military said Monday it conducted an airstrike in Syria that killed two Islamic State operatives and wounded one. In a statement on the social media platform X, the U.S. Central Command said the operatives were moving a truckload of weapons in an area formerly controlled by the Syrian government and the Russians. The U.N. organization responsible for investigating human rights violations in Syria say the country's new authorities are willing to cooperate with their efforts. Robert Petit said Monday that the new government is, quote, very receptive to its request for cooperation during a recent visit to Damascus. Demands are growing among Syrians for the prosecution of those responsible for atrocities and killings under deposed President Bashar al-Assad. VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. Each episode focuses on a single topic, offering in-depth analysis and essential context.